Well, I had no choice, did I? I'm a woman. Women are obligated to be far more skillful than men. You can ruin our reputations and our life with just a few well-chosen words. So, of course, I had to invent not only myself, but ways of escape that no one else had thought of before. And I've succeeded. 'Cause I've known I was always born to dominate your sex and avenge my own. When I came into society, I was 15. I already knew the role I was condemned to. Namely, to keep quiet and do as I was told. It gave me the perfect opportunity to listen and observe. Not to what people told me, which naturally was of no interest, but to what it was they were trying to hide. I practiced detachment. I learned how to look cheerful, while under the table, I stuck a fork into the back of my hand. I became a virtuoso of deceit. It wasn't pleasure I was after. It was knowledge. I consulted the strictest moralists to learn how to appear, philosophers to learn how to think, and novelists to see what I could get away with. And in the end, I distilled everything into one wonderfully simple principle. Win or die. If I want a man, I have him. If he wants to tell, he finds that he can't. That's the whole story.